Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I am amazed every single day that we have been involved in this pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, that Christian people are so creative, and we are constantly coming up with all kinds of ideas. Really blessed this weekend to see how many different churches had online services and prayer meetings, and Calvary did a drive-in theater style service in the parking lot of our east parking lot, and a lot of people came. I mean, the place was absolutely packed. Everybody stayed in their cars. It was really a lot of fun, and I just am hoping that everybody had a very enjoyable Easter weekend. We, of course, praying for people that are in the hospital and battling this crazy disease, and we want to know that everybody out there, you have our prayers. We've been sharing on this program how many amazing people are out there trying to bless our first responders and our healthcare workers, and it's absolutely amazing. Our good friend Brian Ollerid is on the phone with us today, and he has actually brought with him via the phone a very special guest. And so, Brian, I'm going to start with you. Brian, of course, is the president of America Praise. He's just written a new book, which was released last week. Brian, I've started to read it. I told you in a text that I would start to read it this weekend, or that I would read it, and boy, I just got too busy eating all those goodies for Easter. How are you, my friend Brian?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Jim. Always an honor and joy to be with you, brother.
Well, hey, I want you to introduce your guest. He's a very special guy, part of the leadership of a great city in New Mexico, our state, and he's a great Christian man. Please introduce Mayor Gregory Hull of Rio Rancho.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. You know, I met Mayor Hull about, I guess, going on a year and a half ago, and we started partnering, but, you know, the moment from the first coffee that we had in Rio Rancho, I could hear his heart for the kingdom of God, his love for the city of Albuquerque, and just his passion for the gospel. And I was
I love Albuquerque, Brian, but not as much as Rio Rancho.
Yes, sir. I was just blown away, Jim, to hear his heart, to get to know him as a person, as a man of integrity. So I want to introduce the mayor of Rio Rancho, my friend Greg Hull.
Hello, Mayor Hull.
Hey,
how are you?
Thanks for that introduction. I'm sorry, when you said his heart for Albuquerque, I was like, wait, I'm in Rio Rancho.
That's right.
I love you, brother.
I love you, too.
Mayor Hull, of course, Rio Rancho, the city of vision. Tell us about the city of vision and how everybody is holding up during this quarantine.
Well, I can tell you, Jim, that we're holding up pretty well. I think people are anxious to get their lives back to normal, whatever that's going to look like. People are anxious to see where this is going to lead, what the ultimate outcomes are going to be for themselves personally, financially, business-wise. There are a lot of unknowns as we continue to move through this process, and the things that we are familiar with on a day-by-day basis seem to be being stripped away from us, so that's not good for anybody. And, you know, for me as a leader, I take a very, very specific concern with folks being at home that have other needs, that the lack of social interaction and the lack of being able to go to work and the lack of being able to reach out and have physical contact can really weigh heavy on their emotions and on their mental health. And so there's, when we talk about what things are going to look like on the other side of this, I don't know exactly what it's going to look like, but we are taking steps now with the things that we do know to try to prepare for what we would consider best and worst case scenarios and how we deal with that. And once again, being visionary as we lead the city forward to try to make sure that when we get to a specific point, it doesn't catch us by surprise, but we're more prepared to just go ahead and manage the situation as it happens. And that's our ultimate goal, and that's the position we've taken from the very onset of this, that we're going to meet it head on and be a driving force to make sure that people in our community are served and served properly.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mayor Hull, you're probably aware of this. Congressman Steve Pierce, head of the Republican Party in New Mexico, is actually hosting a press conference right now as we speak. And what they're doing is they're making some appeals. Apparently, we're going to talk to Steve Pierce on Friday, but they're apparently making some appeals to the governor that we need to not necessarily, you know, change the social distancing and all of those rules, but we've got to find a way to help businesses get open. And a lot of people have been deemed non-essential. In fact, I met with a couple of dealerships last week, a couple of car dealerships, and they have their mechanic shops open, but they're not actually open to sell cars. And they feel like, you know, buying cars and things is essential. They feel like they can meet all the social distancing requirements, do financing and everything without anybody, you know, sitting down at a desk, and they can look at cars in the open air and they can do different things like that. And then there's a lot of small grocery stores, and there's a lot of other businesses out there that really want a way to figure out a way to stay open. And I'm not sure there's a set plan in place. But are those the kind of considerations that do you work with the governor's office at all in formulating these kinds of plans?
Well, not so much as directly with there is a lot of communication with the governor's office, but really our plans are based on the rules that are being put down from the governor's office. And like I say, those things are evolving and changing on a day-by-day basis. You saw over the weekend that, you know, the governor made the decision to stop mass gatherings in churches as well. So this is kind of a dynamic and fluid situation that continues to move forward. And what we look for is how we respond as a community to those things coming down. Now, mind you, the discussions that we're hearing, not only from Steve Pierce, but from the business owners in Rio Rancho and around the state, is there can be ways that they feel that this can be safely managed to allow some of these businesses to come back online so long as they adhere to a very strict set of guidelines. You know, I think a lot of the concern is that the more things that are open, and this is just one point of contention, you know, one point of discussion, is the more things that are open, the more it invites people to come out of their homes. And I think that's one of the biggest concerns there, is that the stay-at-home advisory is there to say, look, we really want you to stay at home and not be out and about and not come into contact with other people. So you're balancing some of these various different things that are making it very difficult to make some of these decisions and keep that balancing act.
Well, and Mayor Hull, I got to tell you, I hope by my question I'm not in any way insinuating that I have the answers, because this is a fluid situation. This is one of those things that I can't even believe. God has said, Gregory Hull, you're in charge of Rio Rancho, and I'm so glad you're in charge of Rio Rancho instead of me, because this is a tough thing. It's hard enough for me to manage, having Brian Allred on the radio every so often, much less run the city of Rio Rancho. Brian, I had to pick on you, man. Brian, are you still there?
I'm here. Sorry, I had put it on mute real quick. So.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm here.
Mayor Hull, as you're considering all of these things, and I've kind of put Brian on the spot with two or three guests. We had former Lieutenant Governor John Sanchez on last week with Brian, and I want to ask you the same question that I asked John. As you're considering all of these things, how does it encourage your heart to know that Brian, America prays, New Mexico prays, you have churches not only in Rio Rancho, but you have churches throughout the state of New Mexico that are praying for your leadership, and that's happening 24/7. How does that encourage you?
That is, Jim, that is a huge encouragement. As Brian mentioned when we first started the show, and I have to, you know, say thank you to Brian because of his leadership in the area of prayer and making sure that people understand what leaders today are facing and the things that need to be prayed about, and getting people to come together corporately to pray for those same things and really reach out and seek the face of God and get his, and see his hand moving through our communities, it is absolutely very encouraging when you think about it. You know, one of the biggest things that when people ask me, what can we do for you? How can we help you? What are the things that are the biggest things that we can do for you? I will say over and over again, please just pray for me. And I know in Rio Rancho, I'm probably the most prayed for individual in this city. And I am so grateful for that, because without that, I don't know where I would be. I have people lifting me up. I have people encouraging me, and I have people watching the things that we're doing and seeing some of the things that are happening in the community, and they pray for those things. And I know that God is listening, because I see that answered prayer on a daily basis. When I go into a situation, I can't be very specific, you know, right at the moment, but any given situation where I'm a little bit worried about the outcome, and then, well, I just put it in God's hands, and the next thing you know, the outcome has turned out extremely favorable, and we get to go, well, hallelujah, God took care of that one. And you know, because it was just the right amount of things kind of coming together to make it work out well. So the prayer, and then I think Brian has heard me say this, that when I'm speaking to people about prayer, is that we know in Timothy where it talks about that we're to pray for those in leadership. I always tell people, well, if you won't pray for me, then pray for me for you, because you're to pray for our leaders that you can live a quiet and peaceable life. So, you know, make it self-serving if it's not a gift, right?
Amen. Brian, let me ask you the question. How does your organization pray for leaders like Mayor Hull?
Yeah, you know, we take 1 Timothy 2 very serious. As not a suggestion, but a commandment. Pray for all those in positions of leadership and authority and influence. And, you know, we pray for wisdom. You know, that was the one thing that Solomon wanted. God, give me a wise and discerning heart, to lead your people. And so we just feel like leaders need prayer to make wise decisions. And we pray for Democrats and Republicans the same. I'm pro-life. I'm conservative, but we pray for Democrats, it's the same prayer. Father, give them wisdom. Be with them. It's very stressful. And, you know, Lieutenant Governor John was a good friend, so was Susana Martinez. And I remember we'd go up there and pray over them. And I just prayed over her, Governor Martinez, and her teardrops were flowing from her eyes down on my hand. She gripped my hand as I was praying over her. And she said, you know, Pastor Ott, I had to veto a bill yesterday. She said, you probably heard. I said, yeah, I kind of heard about that one. Very unpopular. And she said, but it went against my values, because at the last minute, they put things in there that violate my conscience, that violate what I stand for. So I had to veto it. But all the people here is, you don't care about kids. You don't care about teachers, you know.
Right.
And I said, Governor, you don't owe me an explanation. We're going to pray for you. Whether we agree with you or not, we're going to pray for you. That's my role, to pray for you, to stand with you. And so I feel like that's the role of believers, you know, whether we voted for them or not, whether you voted for President Trump or not, pray for him, because decisions he makes have a big impact on your life. Whether you voted for Governor Grisham or not, pray for her. Maybe if you didn't, even more so should you pray for her, right? So
yes.
Pray for Mayor Keller, pray for Mayor Hull. So I just think that's such a powerful part of the duty of a Christian, the responsibility, but also privilege of a Christian. That we get to call out to the God who runs heaven and ask him to intervene in the affairs of men. And a lot of the ways that God set up authority. The Bible says every authority is set up by God. And so God created authority. We can't be in authority unless we're under authority. And I just feel like that's a great way of fulfilling the Great Commission, is by praying for our leaders, because that leads to a peaceable life, as Mayor Hull said. And,
yes.
You know, as I got to know Mayor Hull, it got easier to pray. I had prayed for him before, but as I got to know him, only mayor in America I know that teaches a biblical finance class, you know, a biblical stewardship class. I mean, this guy's a, you know, communicator of the gospel as well, a Bible teacher. And it was just a joy to come around him and Carrie and pray for them daily. And I just think that's a powerful thing that every Christian can do. We can pray for wherever you're at. You can pray for those in authority.
Yes.
And whether you agree or not, whether you like it or not, we pray. That's what we do. For Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything.
Amen.
Right. And so we pray about everything. And so that's kind of what we do with America Prays. We're doing it with Governor Abbott in Texas, and Governor Abbott has invited us to help launch Texas Prays, and we do it with Governor Stitt in Oklahoma. And, you know, we feel like prayer is a big part of uplifting our leaders, and, so that we get the impact and benefit and fruit of that when they do well. And when they don't do well, you know, we pray for them even more.
Yes.
We pray for them. I'm not into shaming. I can disagree respectfully, but I'm never into shaming, leaders.
Yes.
Because you don't know the burden of leadership. You know,
yes.
I'm a pastor and I lead an organization, but I don't fully understand the burden that Mayor Hall feels. I don't fully understand the burden that President Trump is feeling right now, that our governor is feeling. And so, you know, leadership is lonely. It's very lonely at the top. And so I try and just take the position of serving and praying. And if I have a relationship, I can talk to them and say, hey, I disagree with this, or what were you thinking on this? Help enlighten me on this decision, you know. But I just feel like what a great privilege as a Christian to pray for those in authority. And I take that really seriously.
Yeah. America Prays President Brian Ollerett on the phone, along with Rio Rancho Mayor Gregory Hull. They will be back with us for another segment. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
At Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, we believe that children are truly a gift from God. That's why we open our arms and our hearts to children who have been abused, neglected, or abandoned. Children who are hurting and scared. Although we have lots of love to give, caring also takes dollars. You can help provide a safe haven for these children by making a tax-deductible donation online at acchkids.org or by calling us at 898-5520.
Since 1970, the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has provided a loving, safe Christian home for children in need. April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. When you give to Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, you help provide a home to children in our community who need a safe, loving environment. To find out more, call Albuquerque Christian Children's Home at 898-5520 or give securely online at acchkids.org. That's acchkids.org.
A Harvest America Moment with Pastor Greg Laurie.
I just read a poll that said 25% of American adults would go to church if invited. The best chance of getting them to a church is when someone they know and trust invites them and offers to accompany them. Did you hear that? So first, you have to have someone that knows and trusts you. So you say, you know what? This Sunday, I would like you to come as my guest to church. We'll sit together. I'll introduce you to some of my friends. We'll go out and have a meal afterwards. When can I pick you up? Won't you extend that invitation to someone? I think you might be surprised by the response.
Impact your world with the gospel by knowing God and making Him known. Connect with Pastor Greg Laurie and sign up to receive his free daily devotion emails. To get started, visit harvest.org today.
Here's Mike Fabares, Bible teacher on Focal Point.
You know, when we're in a dark season of personal pain, it is easy to begin questioning God's goodness. Man, I know that. That may be a natural response to our discomfort, but it certainly isn't the right one. Instead, in Psalm 107, we read that those who are hurting should purposefully quote, here it is, give thanks to the Lord for He is good. God's goodness, the psalmist reminds us, can be seen in the ways He's delivered us from previous bouts with trouble and pain. And of course, the greatest example of His goodness is our eternal redemption from sin in Christ. You may be in a dark season, but remember that God is good. Whether you're suffering as a result of some unfortunate circumstance or some poor decision of yours, know that God is gracious and He can deliver.
Right thinking leads to right living. Want more? Power up with Pastor Mike Fabares on Focal Point, a half hour of hard-hitting Bible teaching here on your station. Or check it out online at focalpointradio.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Tomorrow morning when you wake up, if you're really hungry, I want you to try a two-fisted burrito from our good friend Sergio's Bakery Cafe. Give them a call at 505-554-2602. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays. They'll have that burrito ready for you to pick up. They're located in the Fidelity Shopping Center at 2740 Wyoming Suite 8 in Albuquerque. And Mayor Hull, you may have to drive all the way to Albuquerque to get one of these burritos, but then your burrito shops in Rio Rancho will be mad at you.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, when you say two-fisted burrito, that does get my attention.
And it's only $2.99. That's a really cool thing. They've really discounted it because they really want people to, they want to take care of people, but they also want to give them a great deal. And, I think it's a neat place to eat. Sergio's Bakery, they're one of our sponsors. Mayor, we're going to have Brian Allred on for most of the second half of our show talking about his new book. So if Brian doesn't mind, I'm going to ask you some what I will interpret as mayoral questions.
Sure.
And I want to talk to you a little bit about, in your first term, you talked a lot about improving roads in Rio Rancho. How's that project going?
You know, we're doing really great. I'm making a lot of progress. When I first came on board, we really weren't we didn't have the road, you know, as I call it, the machine moving in the right direction at that point in time. I think we really made some tremendous progress. You can start to really drive around the city and see a lot of new roads throughout the community. While there's still a huge amount of work to do and what seems, you know, somewhat insurmountable, we're making great progress and we're seeing roads fixed throughout the community. And that was the number one issue and remains to be the number one issue for the city. And we continue to plug along with that, and we've made good use of the taxpayers' dollars and trying to make sure that we're getting some of the most heavily traveled roads fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And then while also trying to make some progress throughout the residential neighborhoods as well, to what degree that we can with the resources that we have available.
And not many places in the country does it freeze and snow in the middle of April. So the challenge on potholes is the man upstairs partially responsible for some of that, I have to say. So,
right.
Yeah, well, and potholes is, you know, that's kind of our thing in New Mexico. We're kind of used to them. But as far as I've seen, I've seen great, you know, 528 is tremendous. I haven't seen really problems. You just finished a big project on Southern. Of course, Northern has been pretty smooth. So I think you're doing a great job. I want to ask you about a special project. And I think that this is going to be something that Brian's interested in as well. You have a project that you put together a year or two ago called Park Above. Would you please tell our audience about that? That's an amazing park.
It really is. It is an amazing facility, and I think that it's actually setting an example for how parks will be built in the future. Is that when you look at parks where they're designed to be fully inclusive of anybody that's in the community, this one really sets the bar. Now, are there more things that we can probably do as we move forward? Yes, but this one was really a neat community project where we had private investors, we had private donors, we had the city, we had the state, we had the governor's office involved in building this park, and at the time that was Governor Martinez that really spearheaded helping getting some funding for this park. And it's become the biggest attraction in the city of Rio Rancho. It was really disappointing that because of the COVID virus, that was one of the parks, that was one of the facilities that we had to shut down because it has so many contact surfaces and it's fenced in. And the minute we knew the schools were emptied, sure enough, they all flocked to that park, and there were literally hundreds, if not over 1,000 people in that park. And so, unfortunately, because of that, we had to close that down and disperse that. But it really speaks to, when you look at the park itself, it's got facilities in there for kids that are in wheelchairs, swings for kids that are in wheelchairs. So for the first time in Rio Rancho history, if you had a sibling that was in a wheelchair and a sibling that wasn't, they could actually swing side by side on the same swing set. You just couldn't find that anywhere else.
Yeah.
That siblings could play together in this facility and feel at home. as you look at the slides are built into the side of a hill, and the sidewalks that lead up to the slides are ADA compliant as far as ramps go, so kids in wheelchairs can roll on up there and their parents can help them slide, you know, down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just so many things in that park. It's somewhat enchanting when you get in there because it's so peaceful. And even with so many people in the park, you just feel very at home and very comfortable, and it's just an amazing facility. So now there was one other facility like that before this one got started. It was down in Florida somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And but this was the first one, you know, west of the Mississippi, we'll say, that where we got it launched off. And mayors from around the country have flown in just to look at this park to understand that how they can start designing parks like this one in other parts of the country to make sure that parks in their communities are 100% as much as possible, I should say, inclusive.
Now, I have to say, we're at the top of a good list. The coolest park in the country right there. Mayor Hull has it, the park above. And I'm really anxious to see it once we get rid of this COVID virus and really get out there to see how kids are enjoying it. Mayor, you have had a commitment to honesty and openness in government. Tell us about that commitment and why you think it's so important.
Well, it's really important because so many people don't really know what's going on behind the scenes in government. And look, I'll plead guilty myself as a citizen. There were a lot of things that I wondered about with my government, but didn't necessarily know how to figure out how to find that information out. And so, and didn't know how to contact certain elected officials, didn't know how to access certain information. And so making sure that as I came into office, being as approachable as possible, being as connected as possible to the community, and making sure that documents and information are as available as possible. And one of the things we worked on right off the bat when I first took office was the city's website, and within I think it was 2 years, we were ranked as the number one most transparent website by New Mexico FOG, because we had retooled all that information to get it out there. Rio Rancho suffers from a communication gap, is that Albuquerque is really the media market for everybody, so we're not always on the news and we're not always front and center on the media unless something bad happens up here, and then that ends up on the media. But the reality is that we don't have access we're not highlighted as much as Albuquerque is on a daily basis. Now, we get on there from time to time, and we appreciate that when all the networks get us on and help us highlight the things that are going on. But that's all part of that transparency, and is making sure that if you know people aren't getting the information, try to find a way to get it out there. So since taking office, we've started utilizing, you know, the social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we've used we use the YouTube channels as well, and then of course using the Albuquerque Journal and the Rio Rancho Observer as much as we can. We still find it hard, nonetheless, to still get that information out to all the people in Rio Rancho, and it is so vitally important that they know what's going on. And that's why just in the past 4 weeks since this coronavirus thing has hit us, you know, I have personally picked up the phone and called anywhere, if not 500, close to 1,000 constituents that just have questions, or they'll leave a comment on Facebook and I'll see it, and I want to reach out to them and make sure that they have the most accurate information available. So when they're out there seeing stuff going on, because the internet is ripe with false information, the mm-hmm. internet is ripe with misleading stuff, and we want to make sure that people know what local government is doing and that it is a reliable, trusted source of information where they can find out what's going on. And that's why I encourage people, if there's something going on in the city of Rio Rancho that you're not sure what it is, just email me. I'll get you an email back. You can email me at ghull@rrnm.gov.
Mm-hmm.
That is the best way to get hold of me. And saying that again, ghull@rrnm.gov. And, you know, if you have a question about what's going on or how we're handling something, just give me an email. I'll be happy to fire an email back at you, letting you know everything that's going on. But transparency, I think, if people see that you're getting the information out and you're helping wherever you can and helping making sure people understand it, you get a lot more buy-in from the public. You get a lot more trust from the public, and then that message spreads a lot quicker when that happens.
Mm-hmm. Mayor Gregory D. Hull, the mayor of Rio Rancho, New Mexico, on the phone with us along with Brian Allred, and I think Brian will echo this to you. As I say it to you, Mayor, if you want to use KNKT to get the word out, especially to the faith community in Rio Rancho, all you have to do is give me a call and you have all the time you need on ABQ Connect. That's a commitment I'll make to you.
I appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We're going to have a chance to talk with Brian Allred a little bit more in the second half. Mayor Hull, thank you so much for your time today, and God bless you. And we'll be anxiously watching as things develop, and I'm looking forward to seeing Park Above when we get rid of this COVID-19 virus. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Jim. Thank you. God bless you, too. Brian, thank you very much, and we appreciate all your prayers.